I learned a surprising lesson many, many years ago. At the end of Mass, as people were leaving, somebody came up to me and said, "Father, I'm really glad you said this. The people really needed to hear that." And I thought to myself, I didn't say that. And that taught me that the person who's listening decides what the message is. Everyone who's the speaker will tell you that's the truth. And if you decide that my message is the same message you've always heard, and you just repeat to yourself what you already believe, then nothing changes. But the power that's given to us this Christmas season is that we might let ourselves put on a disposition, an attitude, where we hear things in a new way. That's not easy. Christ came over 2,000 years ago with a very simple and clear message that people couldn't hear. They didn't believe. We've been preaching that same message ever since, and it's still difficult for people. But hopefully this morning you and I can share the great message of Christ. He came to say, in effect, you know how you have learned and believed that God is a God of power, of judgment, of punishment. Well, it's not true. He said, God is love. And he who abides in God abides in love, and love abides in him. That changes everything. Then the message that we receive in the incarnation of Christ when he becomes one of us is a message of forgiveness. And it means not only God forgives each one of us our sins, but we are asked to be forgiving in our lives. But 2,000 years later, you still have people who say, I just can't forgive. I can't let go. I can't forget. And they hold on to memories and thoughts that have been a part of their lives, and they kind of drag them with them through life, day by day, carrying this burden. But my brothers and sisters, we have been given a gift. God has become one of us and has blessed our human nature. God has chosen to tell us that he is a loving and forgiving God who takes away all of our sins. We repeat this over and over during the Mass and right before communion. He takes away our sins. We no longer need to be burdened by sinfulness. We can choose to let it go. And the reality is, we don't give up sin because we think we get something out of it. We think we benefit. And it's only after a long time of doing the same thing and having it not work that we finally figure out it doesn't benefit us. In fact, it hurts us and it hurts the people around us. But never believe it hurts God, because that's just not true. God is God, and he isn't affected by us. I always enjoy people who say, I've hurt God, I've disappointed God, as if I have power over God's feelings. It just can't be real. No, the message is that our God is a God of love. And he comes to us at surprising times and moments. And he changes us. Do you think Mary, a teenage girl, was surprised to find out that she was with child? I think so. And Joseph was surprised to find out his wife was pregnant. And Elizabeth, the barren older woman, was surprised to find out that she was going to have a child. And Mary and Joseph were surprised to find out that instead of going to their home after the birth of Jesus, they would have to go to Egypt and live there because King Herod was trying to kill them. All of those things are surprises, some not good surprises. But we learn that we cooperate with God's plan and allowing the gift of His love to surprise us and to take us to a place where we've never been, to live in a way that we've never lived. There could actually be homes today where people celebrate Christmas and no one gets in an argument. Raise your hand if you believe that. I'm not sure of it. I hear too many confessions. But it's possible, because if each person in that home says, from here on out, I no longer need to win arguments. I no longer need to be right. I no longer need to have control or power over somebody else. Then it all changes. And our homes become truly a place where Christ resides. You see, the power of God's miracle in the incarnation is not simply that Jesus becomes one of us, but that we choose to live as He lives. We choose to say, I will follow Christ. I will let Christ be in me. I will be Christ to others. But if I'm always caught in the old traps of God as an angry God, then I begin to think He's just like I am. And so my anger is justified. Instead of my anger hurts me and everyone else. And there isn't a way to justify it and to say that somehow it's okay or it works. You see, God believes that human nature changes by love, by forgiveness, not by criticism, not by unkindness, but by love. And we are asked on this Christmas day, being reminded of the great gift that His birth is to us, we are reminded that we too can live in that peace, in that joy, in that hope. It can be ours if we cooperate with God's surprise that He would be in us and for us and with us. What a great day this can be. What a great present we can receive if we take Christ into our hearts and make a home for Him always. Truly, we would be blessed in ways beyond our imagining, and the surprises that would come to us on a daily basis would be overwhelming to us in affirming and reaffirming God's love for us. My brothers and sisters, with joy and hope, with thanksgiving and gratitude, let us pray and sing and have communion with God and one another, for we believe that He comes to love us, to forgive us, and to love and forgive one another. May that truly be a gift in our lives as we offer this Mass in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.